Okay, we're going forward. We're on the...
Is it second two dots? Well, no, there's not two dots over here. Now, Tanner O'Bonham, we're basically nearly halfway down. Tanner O'Bonham. Now, a share Bonner, right? So we went back over here because we were talking, right, somebody who built. But it also says a share Notter, somebody who planted. And it also says a share Aras, somebody who engaged. So the point is over here is the sequence of the psukim, which was mentioned first. So we're going to learn something from this. Limda, it taught the Torah, Derech Eretz, the way of the world. This is how a person should run his life. So first, yeah, should Yivne Odom Bayis, a person should build a house, first create some accommodation, and then next, he should focus on V'yitzar Kerem, and he should plant a vineyard, he should get some a source of income, and then V'achakach Yisa Isha, and then afterwards he should marry a woman. Meaning, be fine financially, have a place to live, and have a parnosa before you get married. Oh, okay, now everybody listens to this, Pinchas. Good points. But we've got to know the ideal. And similarly, this is repeated as well. Yeah. Yes. But Av Shlomo, and Shlomo, the wisest man on earth, yeah, Mayor, you would love this bit. Oh, we're going to repeat it, though. It's going to actually be repeated. Listen to this. This is what you've got to do. We're speaking about how should a person live his life. Yeah? So we just said in the Gemara, from the order of the Pesukim, first the person should buy a house, then he should get a plant a kerem, get a parnosa, and then he should get married. In that sequence. Yeah. So now also Shlomo, he said this as well. He says, Hochein b'chutz melachtecho. Right, you should prepare in the outside world your work. The itda basodalach, and you should itda. Rashi seems to say it's nitzvah. You should like kind of establish in the fields for yourself, and then acha that ubanisa veisecha. Then you should build your house. Okay, so we're going to break that up, and basically we're going to just say what we said. So we have to look into the psukim, right? So. Hochein b'chutz melachtecho. What does it mean? You see what we're doing now? We're breaking up the posse. We're going, right? So it's hochein b'chutz melachtecho. Zeh bayis. That's the first thing. Okay? Now, the posse continues. V'itdu b'sod aloch. And you should establish in the field for yourself. Zeh kerem. That's talking about a kerem. An acha b'niso b'isecha. And then you should build your house. Zu Isha. This is an Isha because an Isha is also called the bias. So you see over there basically the same thing. First you should build a house, then you should plant a vineyard, and then you should get married. Dava Acha. A different explanation, or a different point we're going to learn from this. So in the same pasuk. So, Hochein b'chutz melachtecho. You should prepare externally your work. Zeh Mikra. This is an allusion to learning Torah Shebichzav. Then you should do the next thing. Zeh Mishnah. This is Mishnah. I don't know really how, I didn't spend time on how this fits in. Yeah. And then you should build your house. Zeh Gomorrah. Okay. That's one explanation. Another explanation is basically what we're going to do is basically take the second one, add it to the first one, and create a new, the third is going to be number four. Dobrecheh. You should prepare b'chutz melachtecho. Ze mikra u'mishnah. Both. Then it said it do b'sadalach. Ze gemara. Gemara, you should know. Gemara Rashi says over here. Let's look at Gemara because this comes up a lot. What's Gemara in the old days? I think he explains it over here. You see Gemara over here. It's on the left hand side, nearly halfway down. Gemara. What is Gemara? It's Lossay Svara, you to give like an explanation, Lahovin, in order to understand the time of Mishnah, the reasons behind the Mishnah, the Halacha Kedivrei Mi. And like the Halacha is like me. It's like the figuring out the Mishnah, and Rashi says in other places, like resolving the contradictions, and etc. Now, And then Acha Bonisabe Secha. So now this is a new thing, because right, Elu Maisim Tovim. Then that should lead to Maisim Tovim. Now another pshat, Rabbi Elazar Benoisha Rabbi Yosi Glili. He says Oime Hochim Bechutz Melachtecha. That means we're going to put three things together: Zeh, Mikra, Mishnah, Ugamara. That's what you should do first. Then that should bring to Elu Maisim Tovim. That comes to good deeds. And what's the fourth? What's the third? Last thing. Acha Benisa Bitecha. And then you should build your house. Means Dorosh Rikibel Schar. You should make a drasha in what you've learned, and you should receive reward from that. Okay. The Elu She'ein Choizrim. These are the people who do not go back. Aboina Bayis Beishar, somebody who builds a guardhouse. Now, so the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues to say, and a person who rebuilds his house. Remember, we had a Bayis Al Mechoinoi, somebody who rebuilt his house on the same place that he had built it before. He does not go back because he doesn't really. There's nothing new. Yeah, Tana, we got a Brisa though telling us an exception. Im Hosif, if he added, yeah, boy dimus means like a row of bricks. Rashi points either horizontally or vertically, yeah. Echad, even if it's just one row of bricks, he would be choizer, meaning because now he's basically revamped his house. Now it's not his old house. This is like a bayis chadash. So therefore, he would go back. Rabbi Elazar Oimer. Even if a person builds a brick house, Besharon, in the place of Sharon, which didn't have such strong ground, it seems, lo hayachoizer, he would not go back. Okay, Tana. So now this is going to, we've got a Bryce that was going to explain why. What's the reason? Mipnei, because shemechadshin, that you have to rebuild it, oisoi, pa'amayim v'shavua, twice each shavua, means each Shemitah cycle. So you would have to rebuild. This is like a temporary house. It lasts for 3.5 years or so, and you have to keep rebuilding. So that would not constitute a house worthy of going back for. Okay. The Elush Ein Zozimim Koimam. These are the people who don't even have to go to and hear the words of the Koimim Mishuach Milchama, right? They basically can just stay at home. Bono by Chadosh, he built a new house, V'chon Choy, and it was in the first year. Right, and we said also somebody who planted a kerem, and he was in the fourth year, he was partaking, or he'd married his wife, his fiance, then he would not go back. Tana Rabbanan. It says Isha Chadosha. We said it's a new wife, right? Ein li ella Isha Chadosha. A woman who's new in the sense she's not been with any other man, a basula. Yeah. What about an almana? A woman who's been married before, yeah, Ugarusha, she's also been married before, Minayin. How do we know that if he would marry one of these women, he would go back? Tamaloima, because it says Isha, right? Isha is like an extra word which didn't need to be said, is Makom, any kind of woman, meaning as long as you're marrying a new wife, then that would be sufficient to go back from. Im Kane, if that's the case, Ma Tamaloima, what does it say when it says Isha Chadosha, a new wife? Yeah, this is coming to exclude, because Misha Chadosha Lo, somebody who's new to him, meaning it's the first time he ever married such a woman. Yotza, that excludes Machzi Grushoso, if a person remarried his old wife, She'ein Chadosha Lo, that she's not new to him, therefore he would not go back on her account. Tana Rabbanan, we've got Braisa. Lo Yetzi B'tova. So this is talking about the people who in Shana Mishona. Okay, that they basically stay at home. It says, Yocho Butsova Hudalo Yetze. You may think he only doesn't go to the war, to the front lines. Aval Yaspik, he's going to supply Maim Amazon, right, water and food, be taking a drachim, and he should fix the roads for the sake of the army, for the war. Tamaloima, it says in the Torah, Lo Ya'avor Alav, L'chol Dova. Lo Ya'avor Alav, basically, you shouldn't go upon him, place upon him anything, l'chol dava. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. He's just going to stay with his wife or with his vineyard or with his house. Yeah. So now, Yochol, now I may think now, since we've been you know, the super patur, yochol sha'ani marbet. Perhaps I'm going to also include afa boine bias, somebody who built a house, v'loi chancho, and he had not yet inaugurated it. He hadn't actually lived in it yet. Or with in the same category, not a kerem, somebody who planted a vineyard, v'loi chilolo, and he had not yet done chilol, meaning he hadn't started eating the fourth year fruits. Or eras isha, or he engaged a woman, v'loi lotka, and he actually hadn't given the ring yet. He hadn't married her yet. Tamaloma, a love. So a love means specific upon him. A love, iatom avia, upon this, the aforementioned ones, meaning the person who's actually partaking, meaning he's in the Shana Mishona people, iatom avia, upon him, you not ma'avi, you don't place anything upon him. Aval, atom avia, but you would place upon alacherim, on these other people. Okay. Now, the Gemara is just asking the question, yeah? It says, mi'achad dechsav lo ya'avua. As soon as he says lo ya'avor, that means you shouldn't place upon him anything. Meaning he doesn't have to do anything. He can just sit and twiddle his thumbs with his wife. Yeah? Lo ye'ti b'tova. Why do we need this statement of lo ye'ti b'tova? It's understandable. If he's not doing anything, right? Why do we say, and he shouldn't go to war? So, lamali, why is that needed? So, as the Gemara, la'avor, a love, b'shnei lovin. No, that's coming to basically, we're putting it on. It's a very serious thing over here. That if a person would not do Shana Bishon with his wife and he would go to war, he said, I want to help my country, yeah, he would have to, it would be over two lavin. Right, we're actually going to define that, we're going to speak about that. Okay, let's carry on a little bit more. Masnissin. I want to do this Mishnah so we get familiar with it, so then for tomorrow it'll be easier. The Shochim will continue to speak, and we said that was Divri Atzman. Yeah, Ladaber al Am, to speak to the people. We're going there. Rabbi Kibroi Meir. Hayore v'harach v'harach aleivav. So we've seen this pasuk with Rabbi Yossi and Glili. It's going to be a bit straightforward. This, sorry, okay. Kamash ma'oi. It means what it says. Meaning he's scared of death. Yeah. Most people, if you say I don't want to go to war because I'm scared, why are they scared? Because they don't want to die, right? Scared of shooting people and being shot. She'enu yochol. He's not able la'amoi to stand b'kishrei. In the throngs, Bez is a prefix. Kishrei is sometimes used in different things. We have clouds getting together. I suppose the war, the intense part of the war, Hamilchama. Biliro is not able to see. Cherev Shalufa. Shalufa means drawn. He's not able to see a drawn sword. Now that's Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, here we go. We've been speaking about Rabbi Yossi Aglili a lot. Now here's Rabbi Yossi Gali, he makes his appearance, right? Oimer, he says, not like Rabbi Akiva, Hayore v'rach alevav, the person who's scared and he's got a soft heart, what's he scared of? Zeh misyore, he's scared, min haveiru shubiado, and the sins that are in his hand, meaning he's scared that he's going to die, because of the veirus, lefichach, therefore, talsaloi Torah, the Torah basically gave him a excuse, Eskol Elu, all the aforementioned, meaning, yeah, that if you built a new house, right, or you married a woman, or you made a kerem, this is really a smoke screen, yeah, to say, yeah, Elu Shiyachso Beglalon, right, that you should go back for them. So, really, this person's going back because he's done a virus, and he's scared that he's going to die in the war because Hashem is not going to do an ace for him. And then they say to him, oh, why are you going back? You're scared? What have you been doing? And he says, no, I just, I married I have a woman over there in New York, which I was Mekadosh El Yudei Shliach, which you didn't know about. I forgot to tell you I was engaged. Whatever. But really, the reason he's going back is because he did a virus. Now, Rabbi Yossi, now this is a new explanation. Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, we'll see. Almana Lekohen Gadol. This is an Almana Lekohen Gadol. Oh, this is going to, so fine, I realize this is going to create, this is a question now I've got, which you probably will have as well. Rabbi Yossi says, like we said before, an Almana Lekohen Gadol, Gurush V'chalutz Lekohen Hedjoit, Mamzeres in the Sin Yisrael, this is a Chazor over here, Bas Yisrael, the Mamzel and Osin, Hooray, who? That is Hayorei Barach Levov. That's what kind of Averas we're talking about. Yeah? So now the question is going to be, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Glili? Rabbi Yossi Glili said, basically, if you're scared of Averas, that you're going to go back. Yeah, and now we've got Rabbi Yossi basically listing some of areas that you're going to go back for as well. So what's the difference? Okay, the Gemara is going to speak about that. When the shoytrim, the policemen started finished speaking to the people, yeah, upokdu, and they appointed, upokdu of him means appointed, sorit vois, yeah, masters of the army, I suppose, like captains, barosh om, on the front of the nation. So that's the posuk. So we say we put these basically these officers at the big the front lines, yeah, and also adds in the Mishnah ubeik voishel om, also in the back in the rear end of the army, yeah. Why ma'amidim zekifin? We establish zekifin. Zekifin means like zokef kufufim, right? The people who make people stand up. Lifneihem, that's to keep people, you know, basically stand, fight, you know what I mean, basically keeping the front line strong. Yeah, but acherim, and also you have other ones, me'achoreim, people at the back lines, right, but kishilin, and they have kishilin, is like spikes, shell basil of metal, b'yadeim, in their hands, right, v'chol mevakesh, and anybody who wants mevakesh, who means wants to lachzor, yeah, basically to flee. How reshus biado? There's, it's permissible for this person, meaning these appointed people, lekapeach es shoykov, to bash his legs in. Meaning you've got to be a bit tough over there to make sure the we don't lose. Why? Shetachilas nisa, because the beginning of fleeing is the fila, is the. So you're gonna lose. If people start fleeing, you're gonna lose. Shinema, we're gonna bring some proofs to this. Venos Yisrael lifnei plishtim, right? They fled Klal Yisrael before the plishtim. Vegam megefa gedoyla, was a great striking haisabaom. Basically, lots of Jews died. Another Vahalomer also says Vayunusu Anshe Yisrael, and the Anshe Yisrael fled. Yeah, mipnei plishtim, because of the plishtim. Vyiplu chalalim, and they fell many corpses. Vegoyma. Okay, we made the amurim. That we said now. Okay, so this makes sense, right? Over here, but milchamas rishus. Everything that we just said that people can get out of going to war is when it's a milchamas rishus. Meaning, we're gonna explain this. For example, milchamas rishus is like when we're just trying to like for financial reasons, we're trying to expand the board of Eretz Israel, so we can apply taxes on our neighbors and things like that. But it's not like you don't have to do it. It's a practical thing, yeah. A valba milchamas mitzvah, but if it's a milchamas mitzvah, meaning when we came to conquer Eretz Yisrael, yeah, hakol yoitzin, everybody has to go to war. Afilu chotam michadroi, even a chatan michadro, meaning is you say take him out of the yichud room, yeah. Vekala michupasa, and you take the kala from the chupa. I don't know if it's always strange. What does that mean? But it means even if they're in the midst of basically just got married, yeah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, this is going to be the same thing, but just a different terminology. But it's basically the same thing, right? When do we say that you can get off those people? Is milchamas mitzvah in a milchamas mitzvah? Then you could. So that's mitzvah means it's a good thing to do, but it's not like a vow, but milchamas choiv is something that you have to do. I call yoytzin afil chatzon mechadroi v'chal mechupasah.